Hello, hello, hello. Hello, world.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing out there, beautiful people? We are Badass Besties. Got my girl, Miss Glam, and you got me, Mo Hazel. And we're on episode 38. How you doing, love?
I'm getting up there in tech support age.
Right? Oh, that was a low blow. He can't even talk and say nothing. He's so ashamed. Look at him. He's so frowning. You guys, if you can see his face, he was like, oh, okay. You playing like that? Wait till the podcast over.
He just kicked me on the table.
I mean, you know, he talks without talking, let me tell you. But anyways.
He big mad.
He is. So how are you doing today?
I am good.
You sound like you're having fun already. Clowning on people. Boy, I tell you.
You know what? If he would bring me my wine, I would be nicer.
Oh, I know. Slacking over here. He backed the pink slips. You know what? It was quiet for a while. He didn't even get a pink slip in the longest time. Right. He was on his way to a promotion. Now he out here about to get a pip.
He got comfortable.
Boy, I tell you, it's real. Well, nonetheless, are you ready for Weekly Delight?
I am. I'm excited about Weekly Delight.
You're always excited about Weekly Delight. Let's see. All right, for you out there, Weekly Delight. It's where we take a person, place, a thing, inspirational quote. It could be food, it can be magazines, it could be music, TV, whatever we want it to be. Just whatever's helping us keep us pumped, motivated, until we get to Friday. It's been a while. Once a quarter.
No, edit it out.
Anyways, with that being said, you are up first.
Got my first spirit wear from my niece's new school. Oh, she's Lord. In middle school and I have a t-shirt.
You know how you know you're old when you brag about a t-shirt from a school that your child go to. This is great.
Well, hey, you know.
I love it. No, I'm joking.
I know. I'm still happy about my shirt. I'm excited about my shirt.
I'm happy for you.
I've already worn my shirt.
That's right. I didn't see it. What color is it?
It's black. Oh, I wish they would have done green. But they did black, but I don't care. I'm all for
the
next
shirt. On it?
Because they're Trojan, so it's proud Trojan parent.
Oh, I'm sorry. You answered that like I cared. I'm sorry.
Really?
And then no, I'm saying proceed.
We have a cute hashtag on the back that says it's worth the drive.
Oh, I thought I was going to say hashtag boring. Okay, no.
It says hashtag worth the drive because everyone in the city drives to that school because it's that bomb. I'm very excited.
I see.
I'll wear it next week.
Does it like get you any privileges in like the carpool lane?
No.
No? I mean, any perk? Do you get like discount off the games or something?
No. It's the pride that I get from representing my niece's school. She hates it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't feel bad. I bet your kids are like, take that off. They ain't supposed to know you with me.
Whatever. I'm always up at that school.
I see. Well, that's cute.
It doesn't
Mine
sound like.
Is better.
Spirit
so
wear.
Much
No. You
better.
Can't top spirit wear.
So mine is, I don't know if you have HBO, but it don't even matter because the clips are on YouTube. Hey, a black lady sketch show. You will get your life. It is like Saturday Night Live meets In Living Color.
Really?
It is. It's so funny. There's so many clips. It's all black female writers.
My spirit wear.
Cast. They do have other people on there, but I mean, and they have people on the show guest starring all the time, like Angela Bassett rolled through, Patti LaBelle rolled through, Issa Rae from Insecure, Loretta Devine, Tia Mowry. Like, they have such a great, phenomenal cast. It's funny. I sent you clips. I know you ain't looked at them yet, but
I looked at two of them.
What? It was funny. Which two did you look at?
I looked at the courtroom one and the gang orientation.
First of all, the gang one is my favorite. Did you not like the gang one? Come on, man.
I missed it.
You
I did kind of like the courtroom was all
right. The courtroom was cute.
But I missed. The gang one just, I missed it. That
whatever.
Wasn't one targeted
Listen,
for
she
me.
Hating. Listen.
I have to watch the belt one, but I plan on watching that one.
That
niece.
One you might like. I figured you, I'm actually surprised you didn't check that one out.
Well, because I'm waiting. I'm going to watch it with my niece together.
Okay, yeah. She might like that too. Yeah. And it's appropriate. It's totally appropriate for her. Yeah. But anyways, the Black Lady Sketch Show, phenomenal cast, Robin Thede. I'm a big fan of hers. She's amazing. They can do no wrong. I really implore you to check it out. And you don't have to be black female to check it out. Even though that was all black females on those two segments, minus that one dude that walked in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's still relatable in the sense that somebody else can get the humor. It's not like, oh my gosh, only black people can watch it. No. It was totally funny, and that's what I loved about it. Even though it had, it's a sense of pride for those who are of African-American descent, it's funny enough. Somebody might get it and have the humor. You don't have to have that humor. It's kind of like Seinfeld.
Yes.
Anybody can get Seinfeld. Anybody can like Friends. This is the reverse. It's R. Martin or R. Living Single, you know, all that rolled into one. I liked it. I loved it. I watched it on repeat. Me and tech support found it super hilarious. And they got renewed for season 2. Watch it if you can. And if you ain't got HBO, YouTube it. That's
so
my spiel.
So don't support. Do YouTube.
Listen, I'm just saying, if your bank account ain't rolling a certain way, don't feel deprived. But if you can, support the cause. You know.
Or, you know.
Give it a number.
You can, you know.
Oh, I'm yeah. Sure get that code from somebody else. Yeah. Or, you know, I was trying to not
seven
say
days,
something illegal.
7 days.
Do that free trial. Watch it real quick in a weekend and just cut it off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
every
just,
season.
You know, get a new email. You know, Yahoo emails are free.
Exactly.
Let me stop.
But anyways, on that note, let's get into the topic. Are you ready?
I am ready.
The topic today is side chick wear. Ain't that some stuff? You introduced me to this, correct?
Yes.
This was your find. So Miss Glam sends me a video at like 4 something in the morning. I'm joking. It was at night. But you sent me this clip. I don't know if you guys.
I was flabbergasted. Like, who comes up with this stuff?
For real. So Kev on stage.
Yes.
We love him. Awesome yes. guy. Follow him. He is super hilarious. He was talking about side chick wear. Apparently, this lady started a business, Side Chick Tees. It's pretty much, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Miss Glam. They're selling t-shirts that are for the wife or for the main lady to pretty much advertise that side chicks, don't play with me. He's mine. You ain't the one. I'm the one. And it's a warning, I'm assuming, to the side chick. Because there's some quotes like, I'm his 80%, you're his 20%, I'm assets and benefits, you trips and red bottoms.
Yeah.
What in the mess? Girl, let's get into it. You understand? And just to be clear, I applaud somebody having a hustle. I applaud her business.
Because apparently there's a market for this.
It's a market.
She's successful. She looks successful.
She has warned a market.
That's where I'm shocked.
Right.
That there's a market for it.
Right. I want a hand clap. A woman for starting a business on her own, doing it, and it's apparently thriving, or the word is getting out, right? Right? Let's go there. Apparently, the positive side of it is, you know, she's trying to say, I'm advocating for people to not quit relationships over a simple mistake.
Side chick
fight
mistakes.
For your marriage. Right. Side chick issues, right? Fight for your marriage, but it takes two to fight. After that, you have lost me.
Yes.
So let's get into it. First of all,
would you wear?
The first question right off the bat. Would you wear a shirt that said I'm his 80 and you're his 20?
Hell no.
I'm assets and benefits.
No.
You trips and red bottoms.
Because I'm assets, benefits, trips, and red bottoms.
Time out.
Period.
No, there's a time out. There's a shirt for that. I'm his front, back, and side chick. That's literally a shirt on the website, by the way. Now, in all fairness, there are some shirts that said, like, love is a verb, not a noun. Love is sweet. Those shirts ain't selling. You know what I'm saying? None of those shirts are selling. The shirts that is selling is I'm the 80, you're the 20. So it's clearly the shirts aimed at the side chick. Would I buy a t-shirt? Hell to the no. Would you buy a shirt?
No. Hell no. I'm not buying no shirt. I thought I saw one that was for the side
chick. Like I said, you know what? Keep talking. I just remember there's a shirt that said, I'm pulling it up now. Okay. So as I'm on the website, there's a shirt that says, and hang on, let me blow it a little bit bigger. Live with no regret and no excuses. That's a shirt.
Okay.
That's cute. The company's called Side Chick Tees. So I can't even buy the shirts that ain't got shit to do with the side chick. I'm his front, back, and side chick. Hang on, I'm still scrolling.
I could have swore there was one that was for the side chick.
First of all, they have a shade collection. The shade collection is, after experiencing infidelity, you go through a array of emotions. My t-shirt line is a reflection of those emotions, from throwing shade to feeling hopeful to being healed. It was a process, and through the line, you share how I have experienced it. Oh, so this is her experience. Oh, no. I think the thought shirt is what you thought of. Thought. That housewife over there. That's a shirt. Okay, so then the next collection is the hope collection. Okay, that's where the love is a verb, not a noun. And then...
Well, why do you want to express your emotions through t-shirts?
Well, now listen.
For the world to see.
Listen,
for
okay,
the world
so,
to comment on, for the world to pipe in. Like, ain't you just asking for more trouble? Because you already feeling very emotional, mm-hmm. and now you asking for everyone and their mamas to comment on what you going through.
I agree with what you're saying 100%, but here's where I'm torn with what you just said. I don't mind wearing t-shirts to express my emotions. Sometimes I like to wear a shirt that says, I don't want to do people today. Thou shall not try me. You know, I mean, I'm all for those cute little shirts that say things on how I'm feeling. I'm strong, educated, and sophisticated, whatever. I'm all for shirts to speak a language of who I am. So that way I don't have to talk, say who I am. It's written on my shirt. You know what I'm saying? I'm his queen. I'm all for cool little cute shirts like that because we often get misunderstood. And when I say we, I'm talking about me and you. Is it not right? People get us wrong. So I'm all for advocating letting clothes speak for who I am, right?
Okay.
Okay. So that's where I'm cool with. I'm not cool for supporting that side chicks be a thing. Like, let's eliminate side chicks being a thing. It's already bad enough that we got songs out here. Side chicks are getting bold. They got songs out here where they're saying, no, okay, keep it up. I'm gonna steal your man. Really?
Yeah.
Out here in the streets on many different fronts. I mean, they got Instagrams out here with booty shots and your man is double tapping them. I mean, so it's already a thing. Now you making shirts about it?
Here's the thing, because I thought there was a shirt that said, you know, kind of said like, I'm a side chick or whatever. Because if it was a shirt that identified side chicks, I'm all for that. I want to know who side chicks
yeah,
are.
Yeah, trust me, I do want to know who the enemy is. Wear it proud and clear so I can keep my man from you. But, and I get what she's trying to do.
Yeah.
That's where I'm torn. I like what she's trying to do. I think there needs to be a group, like maybe a...
That you wear your short... Yeah, you
yeah,
wear your
of,
shirt too that kind of tells no, you where you at so you can, you know, support
no, like a
group.
Support group. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
like
what I'm saying.
AA.
Like, if you're going... Yeah, make it an AA group. Like, hey, by the way, my nonprofit is for women who are going through these array of emotions, don't know if you want to stay or go. The infidelity is real and you are... going through all these 12 steps.
There you go.
Let's talk about it.
And you wear your shirt to that meeting.
And you can wear your shirt to that meeting. But outside that meeting, take it off.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't... I'm so torn because I love girl hustles. I love hustles in general,
hey,
but I
I'm
love
not knocking her hustle.
Boss girl hustles.
And we
so
are
it's
going
not
to
bash
share,
her.
And we are going to help publicize.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Someone may buy that shirt.
Right.
I'm not going to judge.
I'm not going to judge.
Buy the shirt.
Buy the shirt because it's hilarious.
Not, yes.
In all fairness, if I had to pick one, is the benefits versus trips and red bottoms because that's true. I'm getting all that.
But that means someone's okay with that. Like, that's what's scary to me. Is
right.
Someone's wearing that. And they're thinking that that's what's important.
Right.
I don't care about you going on trips.
If you're planning to buy the shirt, talk to your man. Meaning, there's an issue in your situation.
And wear it to sleep. Like, don't wear it out.
Right. Now, if you're threatening, like, ooh, time out. Ooh, I just found the silver lining. Here's where you buy the shirts. You got all the evidence you need. And you know how dudes be up. Baby, I ain't... Just don't even say nothing. You know how you be like, who this? Who this? Who this on your phone? Just buy the shirt.
And wear it to sleep.
Go to dinner. Have it like, you know, where you got a carnigan, but it's buttoned up. And then when you, you know, want to surprise them with the, I know what you did, unbutton it. With that shirt. What? You know what I mean? Like, I'm all for like pulling a ropey dope on your man, but I don't know if I support all that.
I think it's asking for... You're
it's
asking for additional
behavior.
Attention into a situation that honestly no one else should be in. Because if you're truly trying to heal,
right?
If you're truly trying to work it out,
figure out if you're going to stay or go.
Outside opinions are not going to help you make the best decision for you.
Because you're welcoming it when you wear that shirt.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
And even if they don't say nothing to you, because I don't know if I'm approach it, but that's going to be a conversation for me and my dude in the car.
And you might hear... You might overhear someone making comments.
And don't post it on the gram.
Oh, my goodness.
You really asking for it.
Look to see if anyone posted themselves wearing that shirt.
Keep talking. you know. And then, like, let's say the dudes had the shirt or whatever. I mean, how would you feel as the other person possibly committing the fidelity? I feel like that's punishing me.
I mean, it does put all your business out there. So from a man's perspective, I would think if no one knew what he did but you and the side chick, mm-hmm. by wearing that shirt, you have put it out there for everybody to know.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if men care about the sort of thing or not, but I'm sure you wearing it, you wear it around his aunt, his, you know, whatever. Now they got comments. So now he got extra ears, you know, or extra mouths in his ear.
You know, this lady's very smart. You know what she did to her Instagram?
What?
Turn off the comments. That's smart. See, that's what I'm saying. I like this lady. I don't know who this lady is, but yeah. I like her. Yeah. I actually like her 100%, and I hope she gets booming business.
Because,
well, again,
there's
you invested in a product that you found a niche market for. It ain't for us, but she found a niche market for it, and so I think she's smart. And like I said, she's not even taking negative comments. Keep that to the left.
Yeah.
I like that. I ain't mad at her game.
Yeah, because she knows, and that's the thing, is that's being knowledgeable about your audience.
She 100% thought this out. Yeah. And even though Kev on stage kind of clowned on it,
I'm
it
sure she got some sales.
Somebody's going to catch their life with it. I'm not for advertising that. And like I said, I get her mission. That's why I'm torn. I get the mission of, you know, people make mistakes and sometimes you don't have to leave. That has to be a mutual decision. Mm-hmm. You got to equally heal. You got to work it out, make those promises, figure out why you got to get in the first place, blah blah blah, right?
Yep. And that's your personal
but
decision.
But that's a personal. And you know, one of the number one things that I was always taught when I got married, when I asked, you know, you used to survey people, mm-hmm. what's the secret? Don't tell people your business. It's the number one thing they say, and here you are advertising it.
With a big old bright t-shirt.
And what a big old bright t-shirt. Like, all the way wrong. Like, I just, again, there's so many positives, but the negatives are screaming so loud. And with society talking, like I said, if they're not talking to you, they're talking at you, darling.
So my question is, that a
wear that at Christmas and see what happened.
Is that a wifey shirt or a girlfriend wanting to be wifey shirt?
It don't matter.
No, but I'm saying, like, who do you think the audience is? Is that wives, girlfriends trying to be wives?
It's not girlfriend, because the benefits, you don't get no benefits that you ain't married. Now, I think girlfriends can have that shirt. Anybody's buying, I guarantee you, the number one demographic is wives. But if we're picking this shirt out and I've only been married to you for 3 years, bruh.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a problem. I'm not advocating divorce. You know, I tend to be on the side, I'm not going to divorce you type person. I don't know. You got to do some stuff. And I don't know how I feel about fidelity. Let's just say that's why I threatened him. You can look at me. I'm looking dead at you, tech support. Try it.
You know, have a big backyard.
You know what I'm saying? Bury them. Yeah, we ain't divorcing. You just go missing. You know what I mean? And this episode gets taken off the air. And every single one of y'all that heard this, try to testify. We never had this. We wiping it clean. We will bang up the laptop.
She was with me.
Yeah, but no, nonetheless, I don't want to do divorce. I feel like I got it right the first time. Or I believe in, if you got married, think it out enough to feel like you got it right the first time. I don't fault people for divorce, but I like that message. I just feel like it's messy that we advertise in it. And
because I think it goes against the mission. The mission is work it out and heal. And, you know, people heal and grieve and work through their stuff in different ways. And some need that outside, you know, not, I guess, expression.
And then, like, so she got these little collections of heal, and the packaging sounds cool.
Yeah.
Ideally, right? And this sounds like a fun novelty shirt to threaten the husband with, right? At home or the support group. I'm on board for that. But the way these shirts are made is like, we're okaying. We're just saying, know your place and don't feel like you're the main. Remember, I'm the main. That's the mission it sounds like to me.
I accept that you're the side chick, but guess what? I'm not going nowhere.
Where's the anger collection? Like, come to the house again and watch me kill you and him. You know what I mean? Like, where's the shirts that say, try me again? I bust the windows out your car. Time out. The affair stops now. Like, where are those shirts? You know what I mean? And where's the shirts for the man?
Ain't no market for that. Right. Men ain't wearing that.
No, I'm talking about in her collection.
Oh, okay.
Where you threatened the man. I know what you did last summer. Stop. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing is, like, I guess that's another reason why I'm like, eh, because it targets the woman versus there are two wrongs.
Right.
There are two people who did wrong.
Right.
So you're right. It's focusing on only the woman and not both parties.
And it's like her affirming her position as loud as she can and non-verbally loud as she can.
Yeah.
And my theory is, to me, that shirt, when you're wearing it, is embarrassing you, the wearer.
Yeah.
It's not embarrassing the man, because the man is, to his homies, is like, dang, not only did you not get killed, she's wearing a shirt saying she knows, and she's still holding your hand in the streets. And to the side girl, she like, okay, fine, I just got to be a little bit more quiet with my sneak, or I'm moving on to the next, or she cool with it. Okay, call me Saturday.
You know, because I mean? It, like, does make it seem like she, it does, the way the shirts are, it does sound like she's okay with the side chick, as long as she's not messing up things, like, you know, you go on your trips, but I'm asset and benefit.
And believe it or not,
you not want on trips?
Right, and believe it or not, I feel, and don't kill me if you're one of them, because I'm not, I just don't get it. I would like conversation. I really wish we had somebody that said they'd like the shirt on the air. I wish she would talk to us. Obviously, we didn't reach out to her, yeah, and she obviously has it to where, don't reach me unless you buy a shirt. Like, I get it. Yeah. She hey, don't want no hate mail. Keep that over there.
People and are buying it.
Yeah. And people are buying it. It's kind of a one-sided conversation, and that's not fair, but it is what it is. For the women that are cool with it, I really would love to pick your brain, because, like, do you remember that clip that
it's
you showed
costume.
Me a long time
it's
ago?
A costume. That's what it is. It's a costume. You wear it to a costume party. You wear it to a theme party. That's what you do. That's what that's for.
What am I themed as?
The angry wife.
Can I have a knife in my hand?
Yes.
Like, it's got to be a whole starter kit.
Yes.
Like, duct tape, knife.
Yes.
And
you know, blood.
His cell phone, because I done seen the evidence.
Blood, you know.
Her panties in my pocket, because that's the evidence.
Yeah.
It's got to be a whole starter
wear
kit.
Wear it to the Halloween party. Yeah. Halloween going to be coming up shortly. Wear it to the Halloween party.
Food for thought. I ain't going to do it, but I know what you mean. But, like, remember that clip you showed me a long time ago where this girl was like, hey, I'm talking to you, side chick. We're a unit. We're a family.
Yeah.
I need you to keep my man happy.
What? And send me some money.
Yeah, like, it's a common thing to where women are okaying as long as, and it seems like what I'm hearing the most is, it's okay if you know your place.
I honestly think, and not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I honestly think that, now, I don't know if it's coming norm, but that's starting to be more known, of having multiple people is being more common. And I don't know if it's the way of, you know, how
pop culture is accepting it.
Yeah. I think some of what is also spurring it is the cost of living.
Okay, I'm going to listen, because not what I was expecting to hear. Go ahead.
Cost of living in terms of, okay, yeah, you live better. Better with two people.
Who
but
does?
You add more people.
Who does? Be clear.
So
who does?
Do you not live better with having extra income from your husband if it was just you solo versus now you have two incomes?
But who's benefiting from it? When you say it's better living with two incomes, are we talking about the main
the
chick?
The two people.
The main chick and the husband?
But if you add in that
or
third
the side
income,
chick?
But if you add in that third income, now you got three incomes.
But she's not adding her income odds.
No, but that's what I'm saying is, like, I've seen things on Facebook where it's a, I don't know, what do they call it when it's three people? A thruple or whatever.
Like, infidelity. Cheating.
But, like, it's more people.
Multiple partners.
And they're
swingers.
Like, and they're in, you know, a relationship all together.
Mormon.
A committed. Like, and I'm like, okay, that's different. I mean, I'm not here to judge. Do what works for you. I'm not in your household and it don't affect me, so I don't care. You know, and they were listing some of their benefits or whatever, but some of it is.
Are you talking about sister wives type stuff?
No, like, okay. These are young people who just.
Well,
they started in a, I guess.
I have so many questions for the young generation.
They
like,
started,
that has to be its own show.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just different
they
because.
All over the place. And we're
know.
The ones raising them. Like,
I don't raise that.
No. I'm not saying necessarily you. I'm sorry.
I'm not
no.
That.
No. What I'm saying, millennials are raising these new breeds. So where did we go wrong?
Don't claim that.
Where do we go wrong?
No.
As a generation.
Not me. Not me. I'm joining the other generation.
Shut up. But like, yeah, it's okaying it. And I think it's a pop culture thing. There are shows called The Affair. You know what I mean? There are shows called Divorce something. Like, there's shows out there that okay this behavior. Yeah. There are shows that, you know, show all the time where the side chick pulls one over and becomes the main chick. Next thing you know, they're kicking wives out the house and she got your spot. You know what I mean? And then like the music, men and women are okaying this behavior and they're shooting shots. We threatening, don't steal my man, and they're threatening back. Okay, I'm about to be the main. You got Monday through Friday, I got the weekend. I mean, they're really making songs about it, and the literature, books are about it now. I mean, it's all over the place. I don't, you know what, I didn't look up
what?
When the definition of side chick came into play.
Yeah.
I'm really curious at that. Forgive the noise of the vibrating of my phone if you hear it, but I'm going to look this up because when did this become a thing?
I remember my niece being in elementary school. Someone asked her, what's a side chick? And she went,
now
like
the babies are.
And she said, it's like a side of corn. Like a what? Like
oh,
a side of corn,
that's cute.
A side.
I like that answer.
She's like, it's side. You have your main, you know, the meat dish that you love, and then the side of corn that you just, you know, you have to eat it. It's there. And I went, that's kind of accurate a little bit.
Right,
I'm mad
right.
that you understand that.
Right, right.
But, you know, those are, everyone's exposed. It is, you're right. It's so much in pop culture now.
Urban Dictionary.
I don't like Urban Dictionary.
I know I don't, but it showed that this term, you know, at least was around in 2007. It could be older than that. I'm trying to really look, and I don't really want to spend all episode digging in, but at least since 2007, it probably is even older than that, but we'll, you know, don't quote us, you guys. But at least I saw an article that, or Urban Dictionary, it became an Urban Dictionary term back in 2007. We'll say it like that. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Over a decade ago.
Over a decade ago. I don't agree with that. Like I said, there are beautiful things about what this young lady's doing. But
even with side chick, I mean, that ain't nothing new.
Mm-mm.
Before that, it was mistress.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's just cute. It's the cuter term now. And
yeah.
And okay, let me ask you your thought since you brought up a point, because that's true. It used to be called mistress.
Yeah.
Side chick, mistress. I get that this one and the same. Maybe, possibly, I don't know. I'm going to try to look that up while you talk. But what do you think in regard to just the name itself? Like, is one cooler than the other? Like, what is the difference in, you know...
How I interpret it?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to look it up, too. I'm going to back it up.
To
you know me,
I do think it means something different. To me, I picture mistress. I picture someone who's secretive,
uh-huh.
someone who understands her, you know, I guess her place of in the background and secret.
See, baby, you're my little secret. Secret, secret. If you don't tell, I won't tell. And that's how we got to keep it.
Where side chick more represents, I'm out in the open. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I guess that's to me, what I see is the difference.
Keep talking, but I'm going to interrupt you because I found a definition of side chick. The other woman, also known as a mistress, a female that is neither a male's wife or girlfriend who has relations with the male while he is in another relationship. I'm going to dig up mistress, but keep talking.
So, I mean, I guess I just see it as, and when I say not like hidden, like mistress, I picture the woman trying to hide, where side chick is, I'm not hiding. We go out, we go do stuff. I get them on these dates or whatever, you know, the weekend. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just how I picture it. It's probably not correct, but...
Mistress, a lonely female with
oh, uh-uh.
no self-respect
uh-uh.
who
Negative.
Willingly subjects
no.
herself
no.
to the marginal attention of married men.
Now I understand why
Enemy
side chicks.
Enemy to the institution of marriage.
Uh-uh.
Enemy to the institution of marriage.
I see. I was-
An example of female energy used for evil.
Uh-uh. What is
so
that?
Clearly,
that's,
we answered wait. The question. Urban Dictionary.
That's on Urban Dictionary?
Urban Dictionary
uh-uh.
makes
Negative.
Mistress sound like she the devil woman.
But side
and
chick
side
cool?
chick is just a woman getting her jollies.
Uh-uh. Negative.
Enemy to the institution
uh-uh.
of marriage. That's crazy. That's crazy. So clearly,
apparently it's better to be a side chick than a mistress.
And here's the thing. How Urban Dictionary, I'm only going by Urban Dictionary, and I don't know how. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's
right.
Whoever.
You know, me, if it ain't in Webster. But nonetheless, mistress is only solely seeking married men. Side chicks
to be girlfriend
are
or
neither
okay.
the girlfriend
or the wife.
Or the wife.
Okay.
They're just getting relations. So it sounds
it's
like
okay
to me
for women to just get relations.
Yeah. My interpretation of this, based on Urban Dictionary only, the side chick, what makes it different is the side chick is in it temporarily, which coincides with the shirt.
Yeah.
That I'm in it for relations, and maybe if something comes out of it, possibly like the
I'm
red bottoms
good,
and the trips.
Yeah,
I'm
for
in
a good
for,
time.
Yeah, until the wheels fall off on this, and it's a temporary thing. Sure, we'll go with that. A temporary thing. And with the mistress, sounds like a long-term problem in your side if you the wife.
From a
lonely.
Evil. Woman.
Evil enemy to the institution of marriage.
But here's what I don't like about that.
What?
So men can't be mistress? Men can't be side chicks? Well, not side chicks.
Well, they're called F-boys. I think the equivalent, I have to look that up. I think the equivalent is F-boys.
Really?
I'm going to look that up. Keep
we
talking.
Old.
But like, yeah, okay, but that's the other thing too. Why not?
But mistress used to be for both, for male and female, right?
No.
No? What'd you call it back in the day? What was
nobody
the male?
Did. Cool. You the man?
See, that's one thing I don't like.
Now, okay,
it's always the woman's fault.
Speaking of fuckboys, they're called asshole boys. Urban Dictionary. Who is into strictly sexual relationships. He will lead a woman on and let her down, then apologize only to ask her for pics once the girl has welcomed him back into her trust.
Oh,
what?
Good God.
See, I think Urban Dictionary is like Wikipedia. Anybody can put this in
but
here.
But this is what's wrong with society today.
These... I got to look up what Urban Dictionary means because
oh
I feel
God.
Like somebody is just
and this is
putting
why.
In what they want to.
Like, this is why. Like,
wow.
Oh my God.
But yeah, here's the point. That's other thing.
Is this what relationships have come to?
Right. Like, I don't know. But here's the thing. So bringing it back to the point of the shirt company. I get that she said it was a way to heal all that, but why not flip it? Men hurt too. Women out here in the streets cheating too.
No.
Why we can't advertise?
Men
ain't
gonna
wear it. I know.
Yes.
And that's where we need to learn something from these men. Men ain't about to put that shirt on. If you are, I would like you to comment below.
Send a pic with your shirt on.
Would you please subscribe to our show? One, because you're awesome. And two, please comment on any of our shows so we can identify you and maybe bring you on, because that's a whole topic in itself. But men ain't out here readily saying, I'm about to, you know, let a man know I'm the main man. No, they're not about to do that. Come to my house. Ain't no wearing no shirt, bro. Come to my house. If you bold enough to come to my house, you bold enough to see
exactly.
what's going to happen. Somebody's catching charges.
Exactly.
Women out here saying they too scared to catch a charge. What happened to being scared to catch a charge? Like, why we can't catch charges no more? We wearing shirts now? That's the punk move. I'm about to come to, I'm coming to you first, man, hubby, whoever, boyfriend, whoever, and then I'm going after her next.
See, life insurance has doubled.
Right. I don't know.
Assets,
like I said.
Benefits, trips, and red bottoms, courtesy of your life insurance policy.
Right. And I'm waiting, and I don't even want to go there because that's going to have me all the way turned. I'm not going to look at the internet. The internet has made me mad enough. Urban Dictionary, you are no longer my friend.
I told you I don't like that doggone site.
Until today, I now agree with you. I get it. Because I'm convinced that somebody was angry,
I don't like that, so.
Drunk, and put those terms on there. Enemy of the Institute of Marriage. I can't get over that. I can't unerase that. Matter of fact,
it was nicely worded, but
it was beautifully worded, but it was just wow. Never understand the purpose of these shirts. I will never understand, and that's the part I was going to get at. I don't want to look at the internet because I'm scared that there's actually a site where you can buy side chick tees, but I mean, where you're advocating. I don't care if I'm the 20%. I'm aiming for the
80. Yes, that's why I thought I saw that.
I'm not going to look.
No,
I'm not gonna look.
I know. I support that wholeheartedly. I wholeheartedly support that. Like, those shirts.
I get what you're saying.
I wholeheartedly support side checks.
It's a different reason. Because guess what? Here's why sales are going to stop. Because somebody's going to do a poll and they're going to realize that all the customers are getting killed, beat, or their boyfriends are canceling them out. Like, I'm sorry, but she found out and I'm going to need you to return those red bottoms. She saw the car. She was already low-key stalking your Instagram, posing under a fake person. And when you put the shirt on with me in the picture, I don't know why I posed with you, but you posted it on the gram. I thought that was staying on your phone. And you posted on the gram? Yeah, she told me that this is done. And if she see you, now that she knows what you look like, she's going to catch a case because you're going bye-bye. Yeah, it's not. And maybe, who knows? Maybe I don't know that part. Maybe that was her solution to, oh, there's shirts out here for you side chicks. Let me empower my women who are going through this but want to stay, but want to solidify their state in the situation that they are the main. You don't do it that way, but maybe that's why.
Maybe they wear it afterwards when they don't, when they've already solidified.
When they're healed.
Yeah, when they're healed.
I need angry shirts. I need her to know. If you con me into buying a shirt, I need her to know clear as day, come to my house again.
Yeah, because like you said,
call his house phone one more time. Call his cell phone. Show up at his job.
I, like you said, that shirt doesn't, to me, it doesn't make the wife who's wearing it.
It doesn't make her look smart.
No.
It makes the lady of the company look smart.
Yes.
And that's it. The winner is the lady of the company.
She making money.
No one else.
She making money.
No one else. And here's the thing. The other shirts that don't say it, love is sweet, love is a verb, not a noun, I don't even want to buy it because the first thing you're going to ask is, ooh, where'd you get that shirt from?
Sidejix.
How am I supposed to explain that? I can't say Amazon. It ain't on Amazon.
It might be.
It might. I'd want the good quality, and I want to support her. I want to support the hustler. You know what I mean? I don't want to support the big company. I want to support independent, people. So, of course.
But there's a market for it.
I mean, like, this was a gift. I don't know where it came from. And now I'm out in the streets lying. In order for me to support this young lady by buying the other shirts that, live with no regrets, honestly, and no excuses, those cute little shirts attention. Like that, I have to lie where it came from.
I think it's for attention. Like, this
it is. It's truly a fad.
Yes. So and it's I guarantee about you, getting the like, the comment.
Well, no, not the comment. Not the comments because she turned that off.
No, not for her, but for the person who wears
lady.
It.
She wants her likes to go up. She wants to go viral. Yes.
That would go viral. It's for the attention.
And please,
in today's time, we are a society of give me attention, give me, like, help
instant
me go viral for that 15
good, bad,
minutes
or whatever.
Of fame. Yes.
Doesn't matter if it's positive or negative, you're getting attention. I will say this.
I want
this.
That troll. That's what they want. I want people to troll me. I want people to, yes.
And to be clear, I feel like I'm speaking out of pocket for you, but you can say, no, you don't agree, or yes, you do. But I feel okay in saying this. I don't not like the woman. I don't have any issues with a woman who chooses to wear that shirt. I'm not making judgments. I'm not making judgments, and yes, I'm judging. but you get what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to sit there and not hang with you if, Miss Glam, you chose to wear that shirt. Or, I'm assuming you wouldn't. You probably would have a conversation with me. I don't know.
I'm not letting you walk on that shirt.
I would like to think I wouldn't let you walk out the shirt either.
Your friend, I'm just saying, I am not letting you walk out the house in that shirt with me. As your
friend. Look at
tech
support is cheesing. He is laughing at us today.
Why? As your friend. That is my job as your friend, is to check your outfits and go, no, boo. No. You're not wearing that shirt.
Right.
And if you have need to wear that shirt, tech support. Me and tech support are going
to
have
a conversation. Exactly.
And but the conversation's not going to be with words.
Right. Fair.
You're not going to be with words.
No, listen.
Do you catch that? You still smiling over there? It's not going to be with words.
Say something else. But no, listen, but like, and even though I said I let you wear the shirt, it's, you have to make a case for it. Like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not gonna not be your friend.
Wait.
I'm not gonna
you
not
gonna
be your friend.
Walk out the house with that
if
shirt
you
on?
Make an argument and how you do.
You gonna let me walk out
to
the
be
house
clear,
with that shirt?
To be clear, Miss Glam, you do some extra stuff. You're an extra woman.
Yes.
You are all the way extra. And that's extra. So what I'm saying to you is, if you choose to be extra and you make a case and you're like, don't judge me. If you were my friend, then fine. We're going to walk out that house. But please know, boo-boo, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to walk out the house. But if you see chicks laughing or they come tap me and be like, did you let her walk out the house? I'm going to have a conversation with them. We're going to have a full conversation about your shirt. And females, I'm not judging you if you choose. Yeah.
You go
100%. I needed to address that, really. Back to ladies who wear it. Ladies, if you choose to wear it, I don't hate you, fault you. I still think you're beautiful. And
she would let me walk out the house with that shirt.
Yep, for real. You have to make an argument.
See, okay, right there. I've just
only asked thing in threes. I'm going to ask you three times. And if you still say yes after three times, fine. Let society explain it to you, because I couldn't get through to you. I'm being serious. Please know that somebody's going to have a conversation about you if you're wearing it. I need you to know. I'm not judging. If you choose to wear it, it is what it is. People are going to have a conversation about you, and it might not necessarily be in your favor. Tech support. Can I ask you a question? Would you let me walk out the house with that shirt?
He don't have a choice, because if you even thought about putting that shirt on, tech support isn't going to be able to talk anymore.
He won't, but there's some bold men out there that would think they could get away with that. Clearly, people are posing with these shirts. In all fairness, I have not gone to individuals' pages.
Yes.
But you can't pay. Well, maybe there is a price tag. I don't know. But you can't have
me. No, you can't
pay
me.
If this was my friend's business, and you know how you support your homies, I can't support the homie on this. Like, don't ask me to wear it, even if you're staging me to wear it.
Okay, I will buy your shirt. I will support you and buy your shirt.
You
ain't got to. I ain't wearing it, but I'm going to buy it.
No, you ain't got to. I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to donate it. Take me out to lunch.
I'm going
to
donate.
Take me out to lunch.
I'm going to buy it and
donate
it.
Yeah, donate to buy. You know what? I bought you blank shirts. I stocked you up.
I'm going to buy your shirts, and I'm going to donate them to
women's support groups.
No.
Women who want to burn the shirts. Like, we're going to have a bonfire.
It's a costume. I'm going to give it to a costume shirt.
Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord.
It's a costume shirt.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up.
Outfit.
We're going to wrap this up.
Angry wife outfit.
I start digging back in Urban Dictionary and, like, flip this phone over. I'm so, as of today, I'm done with Urban Dictionary. They have shamed me to a new level. Enemy
Evil.
Of the institution of
Evil.
Marriage. Lonely woman.
I'm so mad at that.
Who only chases married men. A woman who uses her power for evil. This is some bull skeet skeet, for real. Nonetheless, let's wrap this up. What is the point? I'm not even going to have no question like that. I'm not going to even try to come up with a philosophical question. What's the point? What is the moral? Because I'm still trying to figure out what the moral is. I'm confused.
If there is a market for it, they will create it.
The winner today, the MVP, is the CEO of that company.
Yes, because she's making money.
I promise you, to all those that paid their money, you were not the MVP.
We need to find us a market.
That's
like that.
Hella
we
crazy.
Can rack up. How much were them shirts?
$24.99. Plus, I'm assuming tax and shipping and handling.
Our t-shirt?
For a t-shirt.
And she, I need to be her friend.
Right?
I'm trading you in.
Right? Trade me. I want to trade for you, her. You know what I'm saying? I will trade you for her. I want her to teach a class on branding.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I need, yes.
So can we agree there's no moral? There's no point.
The moral is if you see a market, jump on it.
Because there's someone out there that's going to buy it.
Apparently.
Yeah, we'll end with that. Okay, switching gears. Are you ready for the petty word of the day? Because clearly we are.
Yes.
We've been petty all show.
Yes.
Rightfully so. All right, so petty word of the day. It's where we take a brand new shiny word out the dictionary, learn it, study it, absorb it in the dome, and then we apply it to a pretty sentence here on the air. But on our show, we do pretty petty sentences. That's right, right?
Yes.
All right, so with that being said, would you like to go first?
I would like to go first.
Do you feel like by going first, you're the main?
I am always the main.
Okay.
And the only.
I'm
Remember
the front,
that.
Back,
All
and the,
others
I'm the front back and the side. I'm the front back and the side. So I'll allow it. Go ahead.
They get the trips, but I get the benefits and
benefits.
The assets.
An asset.
You know what? I am going to get that shirt. I'm going to get that shirt and I'm going to wear it for the other.
Time out. I want to buy the shirt and then take a big old Sharpie where it says, I'm the benefits
Bestie.
And assets. No. I want to cross out you are and just put, I am the benefits, the assets, the red bottoms and the trips. Like, I want to personally cross that out. Like, I'm going to modify the shirt. If I buy that shirt, I need to modify that shirt.
So I'm the benefits and assets of the best.
And the red bottoms and the trips. I need all of it.
You
I don't share.
You tend getting to go. I'm an only child. Without me.
That's different. I'm an only child. I don't share properly.
Well, apparently you do. You don't know how to because you go off on trips without me. So you only child.
Is this going to be all season three? This is the season three topic.
Oh, really?
The underlying topic. Season one, we talked about, you know, the stank eye. And then, you know, I think. Yeah. And then I think at one point we talked about, you know, the not getting water on the boat. This is that we're gonna battle this for a while.
When you let go of the water, I'll let go of the other.
I haven't talked about it in forever, but that's all right. I'm gonna let you have it for a while.
You might not have brought it up on air, but you brought it up.
You know what? I ended it when I had that definition.
What definition?
Deja brew.
Oh.
Deja brew. That like, boom, drop mic. Really? I was done.
Really?
I was done. Okay. But I'm gonna let you have it a couple more times. Get it in. Okay. But yeah, go ahead with your sentence.
So my petty word for today is sacrosanct.
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 And it is an adjective.
Okay.
And it means treated as if holy, immune from criticism and violation.
You know what? Before you say your sentence, the owner of that side chick tea is the definition of that because she turned her comments off. But anyways, keep going.
So my sentence is, I may throw shade at Mo Hazel.
Oh boy.
But let it be known.
Okay.
My bestie is sacrosanct where everyone else is concerned.
Rewind. Love it. I love you. That was so sweet.
And very sweet.
I'm scared for everybody else. Like, time out. Like, you just made me feel like the owner of that company to everybody else. Wow. She really hates everybody.
I love everyone.
No, do you love my friends?
I do. I love them.
Why are you saying it so sweetly? Use your real voice. Use your hello, hello, hello voice.
I love them.
Boy, I tell you, the lies that are being spewed right now.
Nothing but love, rainbows, sunshines, puppies, and all that shit.
Oh boy. Okay, so my word. I gotta look at how I broke this down in a second.
Stop picking on them long, complicated words.
Oniritaxia.
Oh, oniritaxia.
Oniritaxia. No, I got it. I promise you.
Okay.
Oniritaxia. It is a noun. The inability to distinguish between fantasy and reality. Bum, bum, bum. My sentence. I wasn't nice today. It's not that bad, though. The excitement Miss Glam has over her book boyfriends and all things Harry Potter makes me curious if Miss Glam likes putting herself in a constant state of oniritaxia.
Really? Don't hate.
Oniritaxia.
Don't hate. Leave my book boyfriends out of all conversations.
Do you find yourself lost between reality and fantasy?
No, I very much know what reality is. I prefer fantasy.
She says, no, I know the difference. I just have a preference. Touché.
In fantasy, it's all perfect. It's all rainbows and sunshine and glitter and
all
shit.
Day long.
All
every day,
day long. And then reality comes and, you know.
What is it?
Shit. And, you know, then you have to do all the work to get them to, you know, to be like they should be.
Right.
But in the, I don't have to work in a book. I just read and they just perfect.
You know what? Normally we end the show with.
So here's a tip.
Yes,
if
please.
If you have book boyfriends, you know, you can use them to get people to act up. And they really can't be jealous because you're jealous over a book. Now, whether or not they truly are jealous, I don't
know.
Yeah,
do you use your book boyfriends?
I do.
Like,
I do.
You ain't like so-and-so.
I do. And you can't even get mad. So-and-so did this.
Wait, but when you started, you obviously are saying a name. Name a book boyfriend. Like,
Ash.
Give me an outrage. Okay, Ash. So when you be like, you ain't like Ash. I mean, do you say it where they don't even know yet you talking about a book boyfriend? Do you try them like that?
So yes and no. Yes, because I say the name, but they know it's a book boyfriend. Because
you've already bragged for like.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, they know what book I'm reading. Or I'll say, oh, I like so-and-so. Oh, my new book boyfriend is. So usually they know that.
Oh, okay.
And
so when you pick a fight, then they just like, yes. Well, go talk to Ash then.
And I'll go in my book. And then they want attention because, you know.
You really went to talk to Ash.
I did. I'm in my book. Leave me alone.
That backfired, right?
Leave me alone. He know how to act.
Listen, I'm still back on
and
the
mistress.
And
they can't get mad.
True. I'm still back on the mistress and the side chick. So the gimmick is, you want to be a side chick? The goal is to aim to be a side chick, never to be a mistress? Is that the moral for the side chicks?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I'm leaving that alone.
I think I might have to put a poll out.
That Urban Dictionary
I might have to pull a poll out.
Like, it would end on midriff. Do you think we should do a
poll? I mean, nobody's going to answer it. But
who's going to answer that?
I mean, somebody might.
I would hope that people are smart enough to say no. They're buying t-shirts
out here. Somebody might. Hey, we might get some subscriptions. I think we're on the right path, dog. Time out. You know how I joke and say 12 people are listening? We might bump up to 19 people. I won't do a poll, but I'm trying to figure it out. It's the moral for the person having the affair with the man. The goal is to always be a side chick, never to be a mistress. I'm so torn. Anyways, I won't even do that. You know what? I definitely have nothing more to say. Ms. Glam.
Until next time.
We are out.